Let's do a crystal reading, and this time, instead of asking a question, let's ask the crystals, what am I best to know right now? Open-ended readings, the best kind.
So, we will pick five crystals. One. Two. I'm keeping my eyes closed as I pick these because I know what they all mean, and I don't want to influence the reading with my own choices. Five. Oh. Okay, so let's toss them on the mat. Ooh, that one went far away. Hey, let's interpret this.
So this reading is about forgiveness, as this chalcedony here in the bottom right-hand corner indicates that a forgiveness is about freeing yourself. That is the whole point. When you don't forgive someone, you are holding an energetic bond to them. You're keeping an energetic, you're clinging to them in some way. But when you forgive, you are freeing yourself from that situation and that person. And so they no longer have so much trigger or influence over you. When you do that, you move into this stone, which says that you can move in a lighter, more playful, more joyful way. However, doing all of this might cause you some internal anxiety, as the Unikite sits here on the left side of the mat. And so this is very interesting, because we tend to think, oh, when we forgive, everything's going to be perfect and we're going to be free. But this is saying it can free you and you can move into a more joyful way, but it can also cause internalized anxiety. Why would forgiveness cause anxiety? The answer is because when you do that, you're releasing old patterns and you are releasing an old self, an old way of being. So now, when you let go of the things that made you angry and triggered and all the things that felt comfortable and safe for you in your personality self, now you are faced with a whole new future. And how are you going to be in that future? Who do you want to be? It's a new landscape for you. So that brings us into the next stone, this sodalite here, which says the way out of this anxiety is just to embrace it and go into it and follow your intuition and follow what feels right. And it's okay to make mistakes, because once you are set on the path of forgiveness, you will move into a lighter way of being once again. Because remember that stone way up here in the left-hand corner that almost fell off the mat? That again says you will have a deeper, more peaceful, joyful, lighter way of being in your life once you find a new way of living that allows you to forgive in a way that you are moving through life as a new person, a new self, letting go of old patterns. What is being said here reminds me of a saying that I heard a long time ago. Forgiveness is not letting someone off the hook. It's taking the hook out of your heart. So it's freeing yourself and it's allowing that energetic bond between you and that person. It's letting go of it, not keeping them bound to you. So in forgiving someone, you're setting them free, and so you can be free. And when you do that, it can be joyful and freeing and light and playful. But then all of a sudden, it can also feel anxious, like, who am I when I'm free? Who am I without the confines of who I knew myself to be? Who am I if I'm not holding on to this or clinging to this? How can I be? Who should I be? So that's when you move into a whole new way of being, because quite often we're invested in being upset at people. We're invested in our sadness. We're invested in feeling like a victim. We feel safe when we're a little smaller. When you actually truly forgive, it's a new landscape for a new self. And that can cause anxiety because you don't know this version of yourself yet. So then it says to move with your intuition, go with the flow, and just trust the process. and you will come through into a lighter, playful, more joyful way of being and without the anxiety as you relearn a new and healthier, stronger way of being. This is Tia from Luminescence, and I hope that helps.